In both these cases, there is no question we had system failures.
Speaking to a Senate panel Thursday, Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary Mike Carroll says in the case of two-month-old baby boy Chance Walsh, an anonymous person called the agency's child abuse hotline a day after he was born, but the call wasn't deemed important.
I've listened to that call personally, and that call met the protocol to be accepted. We had enough information to identify who the person was. And certainly some of the concerns she was relating, although they were mostly hearsay and that she couldn't corroborate much of it, it certainly met the allegation metrics and should have resulted in a call where somebody went to the hospital to check.
Meanwhile, Carroll says his agency is conducting a review into the death of 11-year-old Janiyah Thomas, presumed to have been found in a freezer. Much like the first case, DCF had an extensive history with Janiyah's family. Carroll says it's unbelievable to him that no one knew she was missing for at least a year. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.